Young people ask, Creation or Evolution? Part 4. How can I explain my belief in creation? You believe in creation, but you're reluctant to say so openly at school. Maybe your textbooks endorse evolution and you worry that teachers and classmates might make fun of you. How can you speak up confidently and explain your belief in creation? You can do it. You might think, I'm not smart enough to discuss science and debate evolution. That's how Danielle felt at one time. I hated feeling that I had to contradict my teacher and my classmates, she says. Diana agrees. I got confused when they argued using scientific terms. However, your goal is not to win arguments. And the good news is that you don't need to be a genius at science to explain why you find creation to be a rational explanation for the natural world. Tip: use the simple logic found in the Bible at Hebrews 3:4. Every house is constructed by someone, but the one who constructed all things is God. A young woman named Carol reasons on the principle of Hebrews 3:4 this way. Imagine that you're walking through a dense forest. Every evidence of a human being is miles away. You then look down and see a toothpick on the ground. What is your conclusion? Most people would say, someone else has been here. If something as small and insignificant as a toothpick is evidence of intelligent life, how much more so is the universe and all that's in it? If someone says, if creation is true, then who created the creator? You could respond, just because we don't understand everything about the creator doesn't mean he doesn't exist. For example, you may not know the history of the person who designed your cell phone, but you still believe it was designed by somebody, right? Allow for response. There's so much we can know about the creator. If you're curious, I'd be happy to share what I've learned about him. Be ready. The Bible says that you should be ready to make a defense before everyone who demands of you a reason for the hope you have, but doing so with a mild temper and deep respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Therefore, give attention to two factors: what you say and how you say it. 1. What you say. Your love of God is important and can motivate you to speak up. But just telling others how much you love God may not be enough to convince them that God created all things. It might be best to use examples from nature to show why it is rational to believe in creation. 2. How you say it. Be confident, but don't be rude or condescending. People are likely to consider your viewpoint if you speak respectfully about their beliefs and acknowledge their right to come to their own conclusions.
I think it's important never to come across as insulting or as a know-it-all. It would be counterproductive to speak in a condescending tone. Elaine.
Tools to help you explain your belief. If we aren't prepared, says a teenager named Alicia, we'll just want to stay quiet to avoid embarrassment. As Alicia points out, preparation is vital to success. Jenna states, I feel much more comfortable discussing creation when I have a simple yet well-thought-out example to back up my belief. Where can you find such examples? Many young people have had success using the following material. Was life created? The Origin of Life, 5 Questions Worth Asking. The Wonders of Creation Reveal God's Glory, video. The series Was It Designed? In the Awake magazine. Type the phrase, including quotation marks, Was It Designed? In the search box of Watchtower Online Library. Use Watchtower Online Library for additional research. You might also find it helpful to review the previous articles in this series, Creation or Evolution. Part 1, Why Believe in God? Part 2, Why Question Evolution? Part 3, Why Believe in Creation? Tip: choose examples that convince you. They will be easier for you to remember, and you will be able to speak about them with conviction. Try practicing how you will explain your belief. What your peers say.
If we evolved, then why do we have qualities such as compassion and love? Those qualities make you think of others rather than yourself. It doesn't make sense to me to say that those qualities evolved. Brittany.
When I took a biology course, I learned about anatomy and the functions of our cells. Even though the course supported evolution, what I learned made it clear to me that we are the product of intelligent design. Brianna.